Two households, both alike in dignity. In fair Verona, where we lay our scene. From ancient grudge break to new mutiny. Where civil blood makes civil hands unclean. From forth the fatal loins of these two foes. A pair of star-crossed lovers take their life. Whose misadventured piteous o'erthrows do, with their death, bury their parents' strife.
Hi, welcome. Thanks for streaming us or downloading and listening on your computer or MP3 player. Thanks for bringing us along. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 96, My Name's Will. I'm talking now today, finally, with Professor J.M. Winfield, who has written...
Emeritus retired,
excuse me, who has written a dry précis about Shakespeare and his works. No, I can't maintain the facade anymore. I'm finally talking to one of the founding Reduced Shakespeare Company members, Jess Winfield Nia Borgeson, who has, in addition to creating the complete works of William Shakespeare abridged, although these many years ago, more years than he would like to remember, has now written a novel about Shakespeare called My Name is Will, a novel of sex, drugs, and Shakespeare. How are you, Jess?
I feel very reduced today.
Reduced.
Reductio ad absurdum, one might say.
Right.
But it's great to be here in a lovely venue, the Cat and Fiddle, outdoors. A couple of chilled beverages in front of us.
Our one slice of UK pub culture here in the throbbing mecca of Los Angeles.
What's that about throbbing?
Sorry. Let's get right to it. What prompted your new novel, My Name is Will, a novel of sex, drugs, and Shakespeare?
There were really three things. One was sheer naughtiness. I'd been working at Disney for 10 years, writing cartoons for six-year-olds.
Emmy-winning cartoons, if memory serves.
Nevertheless, they did not entirely fulfill my artistic vision because I like to use the occasional four-letter word in my work, which...
As did Shakespeare.
Which Disney, however, Walt and the corporation were not so keen on. So after 10 years, I had a lot of them in my head, and I wanted to sit down and write something for adults for a change. That was one. And two, I was always fascinated by the year 1582 in Shakespeare's life, the year he knocked up local farmer's daughter Anne Hathaway and...
and skedaddled.
And got out of town. And I always wondered, it always seemed to me a particularly human moment. How did he get from 18-year-old in girl trouble, as he is in my book, teaching Latin to six-year-olds in the boonies of Stratford-upon-Avon, how did he get from there... to London. And the third thing was actually purely political. I started writing it in 2004, right after the re-election of George W. Bush, and I wanted to write something that commented on how and where our culture has come in the last 400 years, and then where it's come in the last eight.